الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners on the various radio stations, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In tonight's program, inshallah, we will focus on three different issues. The first one is, what should we be doing tonight, tomorrow morning? It is Laylatul Jumu'ah. It is the month of Rajab. And we know that the month of Rajab, the Quran Sharif alludes to it. Surah 9, verse 36. Minha arba'atun hurum, from the four sacred months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram, and the month of Rajab, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. So we are in a sacred month, on a sacred night, and a sacred day tomorrow, the day of Jumu'ah. So we know that one entire surah, chapter 62, and it comprises 11 verses. So all this is mentioned in the noble Quran, known as Suratul Jumu'ah. So before I start with that, let's go through all the formalities first. First and foremost, we place on record our sincerest thanks and appreciation to all the various directors, Haji Muhammad Yusuf, our Hafiz Shabir Basha, and our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, and the entire Capital Group, and our brother Faisal Asmal, and likewise to you, the honorable trustees of this masjid, Masjid al-Tazkiyah, and the honorable imams, and my nephew, we can't forget, Maulana Ismail Kareem, and mashallah, our sound technician, brother Dawood Mondli, and my brother Hafiz Muhammad Basa. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala reward all of you. My brothers, what are we supposed to do tonight, tomorrow morning? We got about 6-8 actions we all should try and do. Let us use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Number one, Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man qara'a Surat al-Kahf yawm al-Jumu'ah أَضَالَهُ مِنَ النُّورِ مَا بَيْنَ الْجُمُعَتَيْنِ. Whosoever recites Surah Kahf, the entire surah, Almighty Allah will bless you with radiance and effulgence from one Friday till the next Friday. We know how many problems we have in this world when there is load shedding. We have DC direct current. We have AC alternate current. We have A and C and no current. And then we have a lot of problems. We know that, brothers. So imagine in the grave if there's no nur and radiance and effulgence. On the day of justice there isn't, then what will happen to us? Quran Sharif speaks of that. The munafiqeen and hypocrites will be one side. We, inshallah, the mu'mineen, we will be on the other side. They, the munafiqeen and hypocrites, will plead and beg and say, Naqtabis min nurikum. Give us a small portion of your nur and radiance and effulgence. So read Surah Kahf, each one of us, my brothers. Allah Jalla wa'ala bless us. Inshallah, that we have nur from one Friday till the next. And even when we leave this world, there'll be nur, radiance and effulgence for us. Number two, this is authentic hadith in Sunan Nasai. Number two, the best gift for the best of Almighty Allah's creation on the best night, the best day of the week, and that is Laylatul Jumu'ah Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Akthiru alayya min as-salati Yawm al-Jumu'ah. O you Ummah, men, women, elders, children, every one of you, increase your salawat, your durood sharif, your salutations upon me, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on a night of Friday, the day of Friday. You heard this word durood sharif when you were a young boy. What is the meaning of durood, my brothers? Durood sharif means, it's a Farsi word, Persian word. It refers to a harvest. Some of you might have farms, and you are waiting for your bumper crops. When you have your bumper harvest and crops, you are going to sell it at the maximum profit in minimum time. Read Durood Sharif now also. Read Durood Sharif once at least, brothers. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadu wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammadu wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. So we receive the optimum, maximum reward when we read salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our iman is enhanced, our love for Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is increased, and it is the best gift for the best of Allah's creation, Habibullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the best night, on the best day of the week. Therefore, the tongue should be moist with salawat, durood sharif, salutations upon the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two. Third one, we all have to die, brothers. Whether we die in South Africa, whether we die somewhere else, that only Almighty Allah knows. But death is inevitable. Even the atheist, the non-Muslim will tell you, he knows that he has to pass away and leave this world. But we are Musliman, we are Muslim. What dua should we make? Listen to the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. مَنْ تَوَفَّاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْجُمُعَةِ أَوْ لَيْلَتَهَا وَقَاهُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْقَبْرِ. Whosoever Almighty Allah gives that person death with Iman and Islam on the night of Friday or during the day of Friday, then what happens to that person? He is protected from the torment and punishment, chastisement of the grave till the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, you study the ulama, the awliyaullah. Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. This to beg and beseech Almighty Allah. I give you one incident. Maybe you heard the person is our ustad also. And he gave us ijazat of hadith, permission of hadith also. Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi. Hazrat Maulana Ali Miyad, used to call him rahimahullah. It is Jumu'ah. It is the month of Ramadan. Before the Jummah Adhan goes, he finished his Surah Yasin. He recited Surah Kahf. Lo and behold, wa huwa sa'im, he was fasting. Last 10 days of Ramadan, 1999, Malakul Maut comes and takes his dru away. And now that is how Alimya, Hazrat Maulana Shaykh Abul Hasan Nadwi meets Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. What will we say about such a personality? Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. For such people, remember the glad tidings are given to them in this world already. Then to cap it all, he passes away day in India. I was in the Haram Sharif, 1999 Ramadan, it's 27th night. And Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majlul Aqsa and from all the enemies. On the 27th night, 2 million people in the Haram Sharif. We couldn't even get inside. We were right there by Safa Marwa. And they announced after Isha Salat, we're reading Salatul Janaza Alal Ghaib Ala Samahati Sheikh Abil Hasan Al Nadwi. We're reading Salatul Janaza, yea, in Makkah Mukarramah and Medina also they read. For this great Shaykh, Abul Hasan Nadwi, so the tears started rolling down. The Arab brother next to me asked, Man huwa, who's the Shaykh? I said, Alimun Fadilun min al-Hind, one of the great giants of India. See, what honor Almighty Allah bestowed on him. and go study his life history. One day, when he entered the Baytullah, and if you know the history, you Durban people, you should know this, my brothers. There you have different portfolios. The people in charge of the Zamzam, they are called Siqaya. That portfolio is called Siqaya. The people who feed the Hujjaj and the Zuwar and Zaireen, they are called Rifada. To feed the people, that there wasn't hotels and all that, it was considered an honor that the guests are coming to you for Rahman, yet to Allah ke mehman hai. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke mehman hai. So that was Rifada. The person in charge of the keys of the Baytullah, so that was called Sidana. And the person himself who held the key like now is the Banu Shaiba family, so that person was called Sa'din. Now mashallah, here in Durban, South Coast, all that you have the Sa'din run. So you can't forget it, Baji. Huh? So Sa'din. So the person who has the keys of the Kaaba, you call him Master Sa'din. So the Sa'din told Shaykh Abu Hasan Nadwi, I feel shy and ashamed to open the key of the Baytullah with my hands. Shaykh, better you open it and then we all will enter the Baytullah. See, brothers. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. That is Allah Jalla Wala. So my brothers, each one of us should make that dua. Ya Allah, take us with Iman on a Friday. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that day, the day we leave this world, the best day in our life when we come to meet you, O Almighty Allah. Next one, mashallah, all the masajids. Those masjids that are closed, Allah give hidayat that they get all open quickly, inshallah. Those that are open, inshallah, practice on the sunnah from tonight, tomorrow. Makkah Mukarramah is open, Masjid al-Haram, Masjid Nabawi is open. If you go there tonight, you go tomorrow, you will see them. Till now, they practice on the sunnah. I give you three references. Number one is mentioned in Ibn Majah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, Jammiruha al-Jumu'ah. Every Friday, the night of Friday, the day of Friday, take your luban, take your bakhur, take your incense, and you must apply it in the masjid. See, my brothers, to apply luban, to apply bakhur is a sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our masajid, more so tonight and tomorrow. Second one, in time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, remember he appointed a person, Allama Ibn Qayyim has mentioned this in Zadul Ma'ad, that person's name, Nu'aym al-Mujammir. You go India, Pakistan, somebody selling topi, topi wala. Somebody selling socks, moza wala. Somebody selling watch, gari wala. So he became loban wala. So ye also we need someone, inshallah, Mawlana. Aap kisi ko mukarrar farmaye. So Mawlana can appoint somebody and he becomes, remember, the person in charge of the loban, inshallah. So everyone, wherever you are, revive. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah, who passed away in 1976. He was a Grand Mufti of Pakistan. We met him also several times, alhamdulillah. He wrote in the book Adabul Masajid, the etiquette of the masjid. And in there he wrote, Ye sunnat matruk ho gaya hai is zamane mein. We have neglected and abandoned the sunnah of loban and bakhur in our masajid. So my brothers, sisters, you in your houses, where you are reading salat, your musalla, your namaz room, prayer room, there you apply the bakhur. Your brothers in the masajid, in the musallas, you apply the bakhur. This is a sunnah in Abawiyya, the sunnah of the Master alayhi salam. Our youngster, Abrarul Haq, read just now, mashallah, they said it's about 8 suparas. Those of you who are becoming hafiz, those of you who aspire to become hafiz, what you should be doing tonight? Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala who came to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I learn, I forget. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, on the night of Jumu'ah tonight, after Maghrib, after Isha, any time, you perform and read 4 rakat salat. That is, now they knew the surahs by heart. So if you know it very good, you don't know it, then out of salat, read the four surahs. Surah Yasin, number one. Number two, Surah Dukhan. Surah Dukhan is Surah 44, number 44 in the Noble Quran, 25th Juz, 25th Supara. Surah Alif Lam Mim, Sajda. So that is the in this sequence. And the fourth one is Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak Alladhi. So read these four surahs, then if you're not Hafiz, read two rakat Salatul Hajat after that. Raise your hand, Ya Allah, bless me with a retentive, powerful memory. And Sayyidina Ali says, I read it, I used to cry and beg Almighty Allah, فَمَا نَسِيتُ بَعَدُ. After that, I should not forget, Allah bless me with a powerful, retentive memory. Today our wife tells us, go buy this, that also we forget sometimes. So then you look for ta'weez after that. So tonight we should be reading these four surahs, my brothers. One, Surah Yasin. Surah Dukhan, Surah 44, 25th Supara, 25th Juz. Third one, Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda. And fourth one, Surah Tabarak Alladhi. Mona Ismail mentioned just now, it's just 34, 35 days left approximately now for Ramadan Mubarak. Each one of us, my brother, start tonight. It's a Mubarak night, Mubarak month. Lawadidtu. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is my heart's ardent desire, strong desire. لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. Every person of my ummah, male, female, adult and child, you should memorize and learn by heart Surah Yasin. Surah 36, 83 ayats. Start now. Every day learn 2, 3, 4 verses before Ramadan Mubarak starts. You fulfilled, O ummati, the desire of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's use our leisure time for the pleasure of Almighty. Mention, and the hadith is in Musnad al-Bazzar. And regarding Surah Mulk, Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, chapter 67, 30 ayats, same thing Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Everyone, so every day one ayat, before Ramadan you'll know it. The whole Surah Mulk, لَوَدِدْتُ أَنَّهَا فِي قَلْبِ كُلِّ إِنسَانٍ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. Open Tafsir Ibn Kathir, you will find it there. So brothers, we all can do good actions, inshallah. One more, we know the micro and the macro. We know what is happening in South Africa. When people look at the rand dollar now, the heart is already beating faster. See what? That chap told me, look, he's gone to 17.35, what you talking? I don't know now what it is, this was in the morning. So you must remember this, everything we know by heart. So brothers, the micro, the macro, the whole world, we know what's happening, everybody knows. That, remember COVID-19 and thus, all this we know, Corona and what have you. But we have a weapon. And what is that weapon? It's dua. So remember, Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. We have to beg and beseech and petition Almighty Allah. And don't think for a moment, now what difference my dua will make? Almighty Allah says, you beg me, you petition me. And if you don't do that, listen carefully, O esteemed listeners, if you do not do that, then Almighty Allah's warning, Surah 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion, verse 77, the last ayat. Husband, wife have argument nowadays. What husband says? Husband tells his wife, you do my way or you catch the highway. Allah says to this ummah, قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاؤُكُمْ. My ummah, O Muslim, if you don't make dua, then Allah Ta'ala is not bothered about you. Allah Ta'ala ko koi parwa nahi tumhara. Allah is not concerned about you. So brothers, each one raise our hands. Beg Allah. Wallahu al-ghaniyu wa antum al-fuqara. Ya Allah, you are totally independent, self-sufficient. We are the paupers, Ya Allah. I have million, billion, trillion dollars also. By you, Allah, I am still a pauper and a beggar, Ya Allah. So tonight, before we sleep, Allah give tawfiq, tomorrow morning, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Look at how people are pareshan, worried.
And you can see the anxiety, worry on their faces.
So think about that, my brothers. That's the first part of tonight. Second part, we are here to speak about Mi'raj and related issues. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, honorable wife, spouse, Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha passes away. The Master alayhi salatu salam is 25 years old when the nikah took place. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha is 40 years old. The marriage subsisted for more than 25 years. 6 children were born, 4 beloved daughters, 2 sons, Qasim and Abdullah. Abdullah was known as Tayyib and Tahir, and they passed away in infancy. Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha's title, when we stand by her Mubarak mazar and grave, so we say, As-salamu alayki ya ummal mu'mineen. Khadija al-Kubra, we say, As-salamu alayki ya ummal mu'mineen, ya Tahira. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even used the word Tahira for her. She was the purest of the pure. Imagine. So my brothers, these are the qualities. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith, innaha kanat wa kanat. She was exemplary and unique, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Her demise takes place. The Master alayhi wa sallam is so sad, heartbroken. Abu Talib, he dies. He did not embrace Islam, but he defended the Master alayhi salam. He's the chacha, the beloved uncle. So remember, but he passed away that year. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi salam, Umar Mubarak, age Mubarak is 51. The Master, that year is known in our Islamic terminology, Amul Huzan, the year of grief and sadness. Almighty Allah knows everything. The knowledge of Allah is all-embracing, all-encompassing. So come, O Habib Allah, we take you for a miraculous nocturnal journey. Isra. Isra, Makkah, Masjidul Haram to Masjidul Aqsa. There the Imamat, the Master alayhi salam, performed for all the Anbiya alayhi salam from Aqsa, seven heavens and beyond, that is Mi'raj. Now, my brothers, I want to speak to you about the second part. Tarikhul Masajid. Let's start from then till now. The history of the masajid in the world. This masjid is called Masjidul Tazkiyah. What is the meaning of masjid, brothers? Today, now we just performed Maghrib Salat, we were standing, we went into Ruku, we were bowing down, and we sat, and we performed Sajda also. Almighty Allah loves sajda so much. Masjid, the place of performing sajda. Why? It's an act of complete surrender, submission to Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala. Every masjid in the world does not belong to the trustees. It does not belong to any family. It does not belong to any person. Every masjid in the world belongs to Almighty Allah alone. Yes, you have trustees, you have directors, whatever you want to call, that's fine. But Almighty Allah has enshrined us in the noble Quran. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ Masjid singular, masajid plural. How Almighty Allah loves the sajda? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborated hadith in Sahih Muslim. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. The nearest the servant, the slave, comes to Almighty Allah's mercy is when we are in sajda. Therefore, the ulama wrote, Kam ki baat, Kam ki baat. The first part of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's journey, Makkah Mukarramah to Masjidul Aqsa, that is a symbol when we are standing in our salah. Second part, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's journey from Aqsa al-Mubarak to seven heavens. So this symbolizes our going into ruku. Then Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mukalama, muhadasa, there the conversation, Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, fa'awha ila abadihi ma'awha. So when we go into sajda, then we are speaking to Almighty Allah. See, my brothers, when we are in sajda, That symbolizes our dua, supplication, speaking to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That is why the sajda is so important. Let's carry on. So the first masjid built by Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam, the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. Inna awwala bayti uhdiya linnas lilladhi bi Bakkata mubaraka. Remember that Baytullah, that area is called Masjidul Haram. Today if somebody has to keep his son's name Haram, we don't know. Our people will start laughing. But then we don't know is a halal child or haram child. Because we're so simple and naive. If you open Bukhari Sharif, there's a Sahabi by the name of Haram, and in Urdu it sounds very beautiful, that arrow went through arpar ho gaya, it went in one side, came out the other side, the blood was oozing out, gushing out, he took his hands, picked it up, his hands filled with blood, and he smeared it on his face. His last words on this earth, Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba. Oh my Allah, I gave my life, I made the supreme sacrifice for your love and your pleasure. So open Bukhari, you will find it. So my brothers, his name was Haram radiallahu ta'ala. Haram means unlawful, one meaning. Second meaning, sacred and holy. So Masjidul Haram. So Makkah Mukarrama, the Masjidul Haram, so that is why it is called the most sacred place on this earth. Then, second masjid, I'm giving you the chronological order. So you must remember is Masjidul Aqsa. Why is called Aqsa? Very far from Makkah. So Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam built that masjid also. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. 40 years after building the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa, then Masjidul Aqsa was built. And when the Kaaba Musharrafa now needed, you know, renovations, all that, so Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam rebuilt it, reconstructed it. And we see that Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, he reconstructed Masjidul Aqsa. So these are the first two. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam's time, after the migration to Medina Munawwara, the first thing they did was to build a masjid. Which masjid? La masjidun ussisa ala taqwa min awwali yawmin ahaqqu an taquma fi. When the Master alayhi salatu salam and Thaniyath Nain, Surah 9 verse 40, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq is called Thaniyath Nain, the second of the two, were entering, you my mothers, my sisters, my daughters, you should know this. They were the daughters of Medina. They belonged to the Najjar tribe. Najjar means carpenters. And they were standing there, young daughters, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. And they sang the poetry in istiqbal, in welcoming Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what they said, Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari, Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari, Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. That we are the daughters of the carpenters, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are elated and excited. Today you have become our neighbor, O Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine. The daughters of Medina Munawwara, so happy. Then go open Sirat Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When the first block, the first brick was placed, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed. Second block, second brick, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq of Masjid Quba. So first masjid in the time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and third masjid according to chronological table. Then after a few days there and all that, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam left on a Friday. Masjid Quba is there today. When you go for ziyarat, you will find that when you're going to Masjid Quba, next to it is a masjid white in, you know, the paint and the color there is white. It's called Masjidul Jumu'ah. So there Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed the first Jumu'ah in Islam. Therefore it's called Masjidul Jumu'ah. So between Quba, nearer to Quba, going towards Medina Munawwara, that masjid there, that area there, That there wasn't masjid like how it is today. So the Jummah Salah took place there. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam went, and then the Masjid Nabawi, that is how they started building it and so forth. And then what happens? First, a very small structure. After the 7th year of the Hijrah, the Battle of Khaybar takes place in Muharram. The Muslims defeat the Jews, and now so many other people embrace Islam. In the lifetime of the Master alayhi salatu salam, remember, the Masjidun Nabawi is extended and expanded. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr's time, Sayyidina Umar's time also extended. Sayyidina Usman's time, great extension. You see this where the Imam stands, we call this the Mihrab. So if you go to Masjid Nabawi, and right where the Imam used to stand before, so that is called Mihrab-e Uthmani. So Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu extended Masjid Nabawi, the Qibla direction, the Qibla the southern direction. People ask Sayyidina Usman, you're spending so much money. What did Sayyidina Usman Zunnurain say? This is my personal wealth. I'm not taking from the public treasury, from the Baytul Mal. Why am I spending so much? I heard the Master alayhi salam saying, Man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah. Whosoever builds a masjid, yea, in this world, for the pleasure and love of Allah, Allah jalla wa ala will bless him with a palace in Jannah. So I also want my palace, and therefore he extended. Huge extensions took place by Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. And then it goes on and on. I don't know, I think I told you. When we go inside Masjid Nabawi today, you see the green fence. Then that was erected, established during the time of Sultan Qatibai. And that was in the year 888 Hijrah, more than 550 years ago. So till today that green fence is there, more than 550 years ago. Then if you want to zoom inside, we stand and we read Salat and Salam. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. Then what is inside when you are looking from outside? So first you will see the green fence. And then what is there? You will find Nuruddin Zanki. Who is Nuruddin Zanki? Nuruddin Zanki is that personality. One day he saw the Master alayhi salatu salam in his dream. And the Master alayhi salatu salam showed him that these two people, you need to eliminate them. He left Damascus immediately and he came to Medina Munawwara. In those days, now it's not like today. So after a few days he reached Medina Munawwara and he invited the people of Medina. And he said, who's left? They said, there are two people there, they don't accept anybody's dawah. They said, call them, summon them. When they were called, it was the same two people who Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you have to eliminate them. What you doing, does that? They said, no, we come here, we make ibadah, so forth. Where are you living? We went. They moved few things around. These shaitans were digging a nafaq, a tunnel underneath. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Their aim was to exhume the Mubarak Jasad-e-Athar, the Mubarak blessed body of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But see, Allah says, Wallahu ya'asimuka minan nas. Allah will always protect you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the enemies. So he, Nuruddin Zanki, executed them. They confessed to their crime. Then he took lead and he built a steel structure. I'm speaking now, I'm taking you inside. So first the green fence, and then we go zoom in. So there is a steel structure. Then we go further in, and then you find a pentagon. You know what's a pentagon? Al-Khumasi. A structure with five walls. And this was done by Umar bin Abdul Aziz when he was Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen from the year 99 to 101 after Hijrah. And he said, I don't want to have a replica of the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. I want to have this, remember, pentagon, so that it will save the people from coming and causing, you understand, disrespect and what have you. So first the green fence, Sultan Qatibai Rahimahullah, he also extended Masjid Nabawi. Then Nuruddin Zanki. You speak of Majidul Aqsa, this member which was Salahuddin stood there and he started his khutbah after 88 years in the year 1187 when liberation took place. And he started his khutbah after 88 years. There was no Jummah in Majidul Aqsa. How do you start the khutbah after 88 years? You needed a genius like Saladin the Just. The West call him Saladin the Just. Salahuddin Ayyubi stands on the mimbar of Nuruddin Zanki. The mimbar made of hood, but not one nail was knocked into it. I saw the mimbar also. So my brothers, the shaitans, the Zionist regime, apartheid regime, they burnt that mimbar in 1969. Nevertheless, Nuruddin Zanki used to cry after that incident, Ya Allah, Ya O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, my intense love for you, today you invited me to get rid of the shaitans. See how Allah uses people. So you get the steel structure, then you go further inside, then you have the pentagon, then you go further inside, and you get the judran, you get the walls of Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq. And that is Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha's hujra. Surah, hujurat, surah 49. And inside there is where the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is how you should know and understand what is Masjid Nabawi. Then we go remember that Masjid Quba, we told you about it briefly. As far as reward goes, remember the first one is Makkah Mukarramah, 100,000. Second one is Masjid Nabawi, 50,000. Third one, remember, is Masjid Al-Aqsa, 25,000, 1,000 different ahadith. Then you come to Masjid Al-Quba, you read two rakat salah there, authentic hadith in Ibn Majah, and the hadith is written on a mihrab on top. So, man tatahara fi baytihi, who performs wuzu at home or in the hotel nowadays, thumma ata Masjid Al-Quba, and you come to Masjid Al-Quba, faswalla fihi rakatain, and you read two rakats here in Masjid Quba, then kana lahu ka ajri umratin, you receive the reward of an accepted umrah. Subhanallah. Now that were the four masjid. Now let's start our continent. Which is the oldest masjid in Africa? Oldest masjid in Africa, our continent. It is first Ramadan. Make mental notes. It's first Ramadan. The year is 20 after Hijrah. It's time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu come, Sahaba come, they conquer Egypt. You can do the match now. Egypt was conquered first Ramadan, 20th year after Hijrah. We are in 1441. Egypt is a Muslim country from 20 Hijrah. Right till now, 1421 years. The Sahaba conquered it. Fatih Misr, the conqueror of Egypt, is Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. 70, 80 Sahaba, if you know Arabic, the history is written there. Beautiful masjid. Now various governments came, they extended it, expanded it. We read Salat there many times. And lo and behold, that you will find the history. When they sat and made mashura, let's calculate, work out the direction of the Qibla, and thereafter let us start building it. So one day if you go to Cairo, Egypt, make sure you read Salat in this masjid, Masjid Amr bin As, the oldest masjid in Africa. Come to our beloved country, South Africa, which is the oldest masjid? So you must know the history, my brothers. 1781 to 1793. You got the dates? 1781 to 1793. There was a person, Qazi Abdullah bin Abdul Salam, Imam Tuanguru, he was called, Rahimahullah. He was from that part of the world, Indonesia, and they sent him here in political exile, that you're making too much trouble, and they sent him out here to South Africa. First they sent him to Ceylon, Sri Lanka. Then they said, it's too near, we must send him far away. So he landed up here, they incarcerated, imprisoned him. Where? Robben Island.
My brothers, Robben Island is not only the non-Muslim history, it is Islamic history, Muslim history. And every one of you, my youth and listeners, you should know this. 1781 to 1793, the 13 years he spent there, he was a Hafiz, he was a Sheikh. From memory, from Hifz, he wrote the entire Quran Sharif there at Robben Island. The first Quran Sharif in the history of South Africa, written at Robben Island. And if you want to see a copy of that, then you go to the first masjid in South Africa. He was then given emancipation and he was freed and all. End of 1793, 1794, he and his associates, we came and get democracy 1994. Turn the clock back 200 years. 1794. So 1794, when you go to Cape Town, now you all don't speak too much Afrikaans, but there's a place called Boer Kaap. So when you go to Boer Kaap, you will see there the Hilton Hotel. If I tell you Hilton Hotel, you will know. You understand? So if I tell you Boer Kaap, and that you'll make mix up. So anyway, because Durban people, under apartheid, we had a lot of Afrikaans, dames and here. So the Durban chap came there, he said, dames here. You understand? Now you'll know, you Durban people, when you'll say dames, what it means? It's dames and here, he reads here, dames here. You understood? So tajweed mix up, you know. So in Afrikaans, tajweed I'm speaking about. So anyway, this so it went on. So subhanAllah, 1794. I'm still alive on the radio, don't worry sisters, sometimes they think this mota is gone already, you know, so this type of thing. We're still living, alhamdulillah. So in 1794, they built the first masjid, 200 years before our democracy. And when you go Cape Town, you must go there, he was the first imam. He opened the first hifz class, he opened the first madrasa. Tomorrow is Jumu'ah. Where did Jummah Salah take place in South Africa first time? Do we know, my brothers? There's a great history. We should know all these things. You can't just go Cape Town, oh my darling, let's go check the two oceans a little bit. Two Indians on the Indian Ocean. Two non-Indians in the Atlantic Ocean. You understand? So, you must remember, there's greater history. Let's go just check the Table Mountain a little bit. Go see these places. Iman taza ho jayega, our iman will be enhanced. So my brothers, there is a place not far from there, it's called the quarry. We went, alhamdulillah. And that place, the quarry, he, Imam Tuanguru rahimahullah, he led the first Jummah Salat and they defied the authorities that time in 1794. They said, we're not telling you must defy, I'm giving you the history of South Africa and Jummah and Salat and Masjid. So that you understand how everything happened in this beloved country of ours. So you must remember, there's wonderful books written there. So we have all this, you understand, Masajid in Cape Town and Islamic history and that is Cape Town and a Masajid. So you'll find all this there. So imagine in 1794. Now when you go to that masjid, you will see a board there, Owal Masjid, Masjid Owal, the first masjid. And there, my brothers, there's a showcase there. You will find the Quran Sharif that was written by him, Imam Tuanguru. But that's not the original copy. Because you know, South Africa, too many crooks, you know. Everybody just steal, you know, just stealing goes on. So that's a photocopy, and the real copy, they've got it, the original, in a vault, in a safe. You ask the ulama of Cape Town, so they will show you that if they give you permission and so forth. So this is how we have so many masajid and so. Then we come to your Natal. We in Natal, KwaZulu Natal. Till 94 it was called Natal. Now it's KwaZulu Natal. So which is your masjid? Your Grey Street Masjid, the Johari family. We in Memon, we changed the words a little bit. So we made it Javeri family. So Javeri actually is Johari. The Johari koro ibadde sono jakam karnava. They were jewelry people. They used to sell jewelry, gold and all these things here. If you ask the old people in a Javeri family, they will tell you that. You understood? Sometimes I'm Mehman, so I know the history. So we changed the words a little bit. When they left India, they were Shakur. When they landed in South Africa, they became Sakur. You understand? The three dots got left behind there in Porbandar and everything. You understood? Yeah. Or maybe in Mombasa or somewhere. You understood? So they just left the nuktas there. And so Shakur became Sakur, like that. You see? Yaqub became Aqub, like that. The Ya got left behind. So you must remember. So that's the whole thing. So anyway, brothers, so that is, you must remember. So Grey Street, first masjid in the history here of Natal. Second one, your West Street masjid. That is chronological order. Then you come to Transvaal, what we call Old Transvaal. Oldest masjid, Kerk Street. Kerk is church. So Kerk Street masjid, oldest masjid. Second oldest masjid, where I was born, Heidelberg. Therefore, even now, I love to read Salat there. It's the second oldest masjid, Heidelberg, Heidelberg. So there, our Honorable Ustad Hafiz Dimalia was there for 23 years. So you must remember, that is our history of the masajid. Subhanallah, today in South Africa, we have more than 1,000 masajid. Where I am now, in Lanesia, this is 20 years, all hadha min fadli rabbi. Lanesia alone, we have more than 50 masajid and musalla. Ramadan time, there, the muazzins, you must see how they tune up the azan, they all put on maximum, you know. And this type of things here. So, imagine. Now, my brothers, we have a challenge. I am totally against it, this closing of masajid, all that, all of you know that. And I'm totally against this to tell people that you mustn't read Jummah. So I want all of you, the men who are able, capable, you must perform Jummah Salat. So if the masjid is open, mashallah, Allah reward you, trustees, imams, that tomorrow you will have Jummah Salat, inshallah. Huh? Inshallah. So mashallah, that's very good. Allah reward you. But we face reality. Now let us give the people options. So what are you going to do? The area you are in, so many foreigners, South Africa here is Muslims. So what you going to do? So where the masajid are closed, then normally you will find parking lots there. You go there, the masjid is closed, you get your imam, go with your musalla, and you get one imam, make the khutbah in Arabic, perform the salat. Ya Allah, we tried to go, the masjid is closed, we will read salat here. Ya Allah, forgive us, forgive our trustees, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we will go to the open field, we will not miss Jummah salat. I want all of you, the men, any part of South Africa and the world you are, you cannot be missing Jummah Salat. Ya ayyuhal, Surah 62 verse 9. Surah 62 verse 9. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, iman walo. Oh, who you believe, idha nudiya lis salati mi yawmil jumu'ah, when Jummah Salat, the azan is given. I gave you reference just now. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi'i Sahib Rahimahullah, who was a jurist, faqih par excellence. He was Abu Hanifa of our time. He was one of the greatest minds, legal minds in Indo-Pak. So remember, he passed away in 76. He wrote a tafsir called Ma'ariful Quran. Do you know the history of Ma'ariful Quran? Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib was there in India. He left and he came to Pakistan. And then they told him, now Hazrat, you have to itne bare mufti ho, let the people benefit. He started his tafsir on Radio Pakistan. For 11 years, brothers, sisters, children, for 11 years, he had Dars-e-Quran. He on Radio Pakistan, the country could hear. Then every month they should tell him, second month, third month, Hazrat, ya aapki tankha, this is your wages. Say, keep it, keep it. After 11 years, then he resigned. He told them, now I'm busy, I got Darul Uloom, I got Madrasa. This was the catalyst. This was the reason. Then he started writing everything. And Ma'ariful Quran, today you got it 8 volumes. And he told Radio Pakistan, wo paisa ab apne paas rakhe. Hum tafsir Quran ki khidmat ke liye paisa nahi le. We don't take money. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood hai aur Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi hai, apni zindagi ko Quran Sharif ke liye khatam karna maqsood hai. The aim is not to finish the Quran Sharif only. The aim is to finish our life in the service of Quran, in the service of Hadith, in the service of Dinul Islam. These were the great people. So see, they gave him thousands. They told him, Hazrat, our listenership went up. He said, no, you keep everything, I don't want to send. So Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib writes, go open your God Ma'arif al-Quran in Urdu, it's translated in English. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salati min yawm al-jumu'ati fasa'u ila dhikrillah. So when the first adhan is given, ye in Durban, your left adhan, 10 past 12, quarter past 12, whatever time. So when the adhan is given, fasa'u ila dhikrillah, hasten towards the remembrance of Allah. So it don't mean you must wait for adhan. Before that we should try and go. The earlier we go, the better it is. So first, O ila dhikrillah, and then you hasten towards the Arabic khutbah and the salat. That together is called dhikrullah. But where are we? We in our shop, we in our job. Wadharul bay, leave the business, close the shop. Ya Allah, will close the shop. Ya Allah, will leave my job. Now I'm coming to your house, to your masjid. What Allah says, you did that for my pleasure? The JC Niyat Vesi Barkat. Whatever we do, ask yourself what is your motive and intention. ذَٰلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. That is better for you only if you knew. So imagine that we have Jummah. I appeal to you, I beg you, every male who is sane, you mature, you baligh, make sure that you go. The masjid is closed, fine. Fine meaning not we agree with it, fine that you make alternative. You got tonight, you got tomorrow morning, we got the law of 100, so make your groups 80, 90, 199, whatever there is, and you go and read. Even in the open field and gardens, you go and read. We cannot miss Jummah Salat, brothers. Remember to miss Jummah Salat. There's a sign of nifaq and hypocrisy if we miss our Jummah Salat. So whether we in Cape Town, whether we in Durban, Johannesburg, anywhere, make sure every one of you, whether we make it up, one thing only, if you're making in the parking lot or in a place, make sure is not we are doing one good ibadat and that is salat and then we inconveniencing another 100,000 people. No. Muslim is he, la dharara wa la dirar. It's authentic hadith in Muwatta Malik, that we don't cause harm to ourselves, we don't cause harm to others. So each one of us, my brothers, that you must ensure that you, and you the woman, I always told you, women, you got no business to be in the masjid and eatgah, you read salat at home, you read zohar salat. Yes, some baji, some brother, male, now you old, you sickly, and so, that's different. So you read in your house, that's different. But you, my brothers, your whole life you read Jummah Salat, but some reason the masjid is closed. So then say, make ya karu al rizu. No. You go make the arrangements. You catch the imams. There's thousand ulama here. Tell them, Imam Sahib, you come here, please. We'll pick you up also. And let him deliver the khutbah. You don't have to give lecture, nothing. And then in that way there, the khutbah takes place and the salat takes place. Alhamdulillah, we tried our level best to perform the Jummah Salat. So inshallah, we all will do that inshallah. Wherever you are, so make sure that we do that. We can't forego our Jummah Salat. You know all these fatwas that are flying around, that Jummah is cancelled and Jummah is... We totally against all those things, and you'll know my stance on all these issues. One, two more issues before, because Azan is quarter to eight. Yeah. One, two more issues before that, my brothers, that Mona Ismail was speaking about, you understand, that... Just now, 34, 35 days is the time Ramadan Mubarak will start. So we are still in the month of Rajab. So my brothers, remember in the month of Rajab, many, many events took place. I spoke of that last night there in Umslanga Masjid. But what I want to just draw your attention to is one important dimension. And that is, so many a time, Gar ko aag lag gayi gar ki chirag se. That we ourselves, we put the best security outside. We've got alarms, we've got security personnel, everything. But inside the house, we're leaving all the candles, all the fire on, and then you know what happened. So what has happened to us? We're giving so much charity, we are reading so much Quran, we perform Hajj, we perform Umrah, but I am not speaking to my brother, I am not speaking to my sister, I am not speaking to my neighbor, because of inheritance, because a business deal went sour, because a talaq and a divorce took place, whatever the circumstances, I want each one of you, with this one Quranic verse, and this hadith, and then you be the one to decide what you want to do. Surah chapter 47, verse number 22 and verse number 23. What Almighty Allah states, in tawallaytum, when you have authority, now I have money, I have dollars, I have euros. So I'm a big shot now. Antufsidu fil ard, you cause mischief, mayhem, chaos on this earth. وَتُقَطِّئُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ, and you sever the family ties. When we see our own family cousins, we just turn away. When we look at a Muslim, might not be family, but we turn away. So remember, that's a serious, serious offense. And remember that if it is family, it's even worse. What are the repercussions? What are the consequences? Surah chapter 47, Surah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the surah's name. Verses 22-23, these are the consequences. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ. Almighty Allah curses such people. Almighty Allah makes them spiritually deaf and spiritually blind. They can't see the truth, they can't hear the truth, and they deprived of the special mercy of Almighty. That is the meaning of la'nat. Do we want that, my brothers? And all these actions we are doing, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen, remember the Master alayhi salam was the only rahmatulil alameen. He was, he is, he will always be the only mercy to every creation of Almighty Allah. So remember that the Master alayhi salam said, ABC, this is the interpretation I'm giving you, ABC person, XYZ person, no salam, no kalam, they see one another, turn away. So every good deed they're doing, very good, but see what happens, utrukhuma, go open Mishkat Sharif. Leave his actions one side, leave that person's actions one side, is not accepted by Almighty Allah, hatta yastaliha, till they reconcile. If we want our deeds and actions to be accepted in the Divine Court, the Court of Almighty Allah, the prerequisite and condition, my brothers, is that we have to make salam to one another. The heart of the problem is the problem in the heart. You got it? The heart of the problem is the problem in the heart. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Inna fil jasadi la mudgha, that in this body of ours there is a piece of flesh. Idha swalahat swalahal jasadu kullu. If that piece of flesh is good, then the whole body will be good. Wa idha fasadat fasadal jasadu kullu. And if that piece of flesh is corrupted, rusted, corroded, the whole body becomes rusted, corrupted, and corroded. Allah wa hiya al-qalb. It is the heart. Our heart today is there where the money is. Our heart today is there where the dunya is. Turn the heart a little bit. That's why it's called qalb. Qalb means we can turn it around. Today, we had love for our mother. We had love for our father. But when we got married, we forgot the father, mother, now we fell madly in love with the wife. Madly in love with the father-in-law, mother-in-law. Because all the money was rolling from there. The money is sweeter than honey. What you say? Huh? Tonight if you tell your wife, oh darling, oh honey, take this money, what she will do? She will say that Ramadan came or Eid came very early. So my brothers, you must remember, that is my final message to you. And now we're concluding, and then we will make dua for us, for the ummah, inshallah.
Let us read this dua. We all know the virus, so we all need to turn to Almighty Allah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us various duas for various occasions and different occasions. So we should memorize this dua, read this dua. And what is the dua? I'll read it, and you also read it, repeat it after me. And then inshallah, we will make the dua inshallah for tonight's program, because just now 7:45 will be the adhan and 8 o'clock jamaat inshallah. Tomorrow, Jumu'ah, inshallah, we will be Fajr time every day. I'm there in the Slanga Masjid, so we have some program there, alhamdulillah, after Fajr. But there's not live on the radio. And then Jummah time, inshallah, I will translate the khutbah, inshallah, from Makkah. Makkah is open, Medina is open, alhamdulillah. Tomorrow in Makkah Mukarramah, Sheikh Usama Khayyat is the imam. So his khutbah, we will translate straight after the khutbah, we will translate it, inshallah. And in Medina Munawwara is Sheikh Ahmad Talib. You know these imams? Sheikh Usama Khayyat, his father's name, Sheikh Abdullah Khayyat. He was old imam. One day I told you, Sheikh Abul Hassan Nadwi. Sheikh Abul Hassan Nadwi writes, he say, one day I'm sitting in the Haram Sharif, and Sheikh Abdullah Khayyat, Imam and Khatib of Masjidul Haram, did not know I'm there. And in his khutbah at Masjidul Haram, he then took my name. وَقَالَ فَضِيلَةُ الشَّيْخ أَبُو الْحَسَنِ أَلِي نَدْوِي حَفِظَهُ اللَّهُ. Sheikh Abul Hassan Nadwi said so and so and so, and he took an extract of his book and he read it out. Arabic kitab, Hazrat was a master in Arabic. He says, I was crying and weeping, Ya Allah, today my name is taken on a member of Masjidul Haram. See, when Allah gives izzat, wa tu'izzu man tasha. Sheikh Abdullah Khayyat, this is his son, family member. Usama Khayyat. So inshallah it will be his khutbah tomorrow from Makkah, Masjidul Haram. Madina Munawwara, Sheikh Ahmad Talib. You know Sheikh Ahmad Talib. Sheikh Ahmad Talib, his father is Pakistani, his mother is Arab. So see how Allah gave. His father, big person in the army and all these type of things. Allah gave him honor as an imam in Masjid Nabawi. So see, brothers, that Sheikh Mahir, you're like his reading. Sheikh Mahir's mother used to cry. Ya Allah, mare bete ko hafiz bana de. So she used to, mother's dua. So he became hafiz. Ya Allah, make my son a sheikh. He became sheikh. Ya Allah, make my son imam-e-haram. He became imam-e-haram. See, brothers. That is a... So don't kill time and waste time and all. This dua is a weapon we have. So tonight is big night, is auspicious night. Every Thursday night, what we call Thursday night of Jumu'ah. And we should beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So tomorrow Jumu'ah we will be there inshallah in Glennon Road. And that is the Sufi Masjid. So we'll have a talk there, everything inshallah. And tomorrow night after Maghrib we will be there in Kwamashu inshallah. And then on Saturday night in Avondale Musalla Masjid inshallah after Maghrib. So these are our programs inshallah. Come, we read the dua and then we'll make collective dua inshallah. We got 5 minutes left for Adhan. So this dua is for protection. We know there's a problem. We're telling you to take the precaution. And we're telling you that we don't agree with all this going on. But now we're looking for alternatives. And we must make sure that we sort out everything tonight or tomorrow morning, where we are going to read the Jummah Salat. Not 12 o'clock we start waking up and looking here and there. Make arrangements from now. So we know there are laws of government, so fine, we abide by it, we comply, but start from tonight, inshallah. Allah give tawfiq. So let's read the dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. What is the translation? You don't have to just memorize it. Allahumma inni, O beloved Allah, inni a'udhu bika, I seek your protection, min, from sayyi'il asqam, from all the dreaded diseases. You see what people. Today someone got AIDS, someone got cancer, someone got this, someone got that. Allah Ta'ala alone protect us, my brothers. Bring that Allah's azmat, His majesty, His grandeur, His greatness. See last point quickly.
Adhan will go, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. In the ending, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How many times?
Six.
Four times and two times. Why six times? You ever wondered about it? Why six times? Ya Allah, we declare, wherever we give adhan, in front of us, behind us, right, left, top, bottom, You are the biggest, the greatest, the mightiest. Ya Allah, we declare it at all times, all places. Six directions and six times we will say it. So at least our masajid must not be deprived of the adhan. Our masajid must not be deprived of the jamaat. Our masajid must not be deprived of Jumu'ah, my brothers. So I beg each one of you, the men, make sure, wherever you are going to perform the Jumu'ah Salat. Allah Jalla wa Ala, accept all of us. Come return to Almighty Allah and make dua, inshallah, for the Ummah Muslimah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la uhsi thana'an alayk. Anta kama athnayt ala nafsik. اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارزقنا شفاعة النبي المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم اطهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس اللهم ارزقهم جنة الفردوس ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من سيء الأسقام اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من سيء الأسقام اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من سيء الأسقام اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم بارك لنا في رجب وشعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين